The World Show with Nikki B.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right now, I'm with a sister who, as I said to her, this is like 20 years overdue. You should have been on the World Show 20 years ago. Mantwa, a very big welcome. Mantwa Chin Mamadi Muchinya. Did I say it correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. Welcome to the World Show,
Thanks
Mantwa.
Thanks for having me, Nikki.
Yes.
And good evening. You're looking beautiful as always.
Oh, thank you.
Very fresh.
Too.
When I came in here, I saw you dancing. And I was
you
like,
see?
Now that's the groove.
That's the groove. And Mantwa, yes, you know, we've known each other, as you said, we've known each other for as long as I can remember, actually.
For over 25 years.
Yes.
And hey, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're one of the people that started with the station 25 years ago.
I know.
Happy birthday.
I'm still always so surprised.
I'm going to get you a plate.
Here. Yes.
From me to you.
Oh, thank you so much. But Mantwa, the woman that we now know as Miss Joy of Jazz. Yes. And in fact, I wanted to take this moment, now that I've got you in studio, we're going to be talking a lot about what's in store this year. But I want to take a moment first to talk about you and how you became the CEO of Joy of Jazz.
Wow.
Yes.
You're taking me really, really back. When I started, Peter Tladi saw something in me. He mentored me from just a little girl that was coming back from school and, you know, while I was in time after school so that I can catch a lift with somebody going home and give me a platform and allowed me. I would answer the phone at T-Music Man when I get back from school. I would do some filing. The next minute, I would be taught how to book an artist. The next minute, I was touring an artist, you know.
Yes.
The next year, I was just a project director or project coordinator of the voter education rallies. So, you know, as time goes, you are taught these things and you are right behind or walking in the footsteps of this giant who was not selfish to teach me the ropes.
Yes.
And I'm very thankful that as a woman, that there were times when I said, this industry is not for me.
Yes.
I'm not cut for this.
It's hard, hey?
But then he said, you belong here.
Yes.
Because he saw the drive. I had it all. I just wanted that boost from him. I was general manager of T-Music Man for quite some time.
That was one of the next steps.
Yes.
Yes, along the way.
2019, boom, yes. I'm appointed the CEO of T-Music Man. And guess what? Before we could even celebrate that milestone, before we could even celebrate this position that while I was still saying, see what? See you know?
Yes.
Now I'm you know, and
do you still feel like you're getting used to this title somehow?
I guess because I was working even if in the most junior position, I've always been given a platform or a place where I do what I am good at. So position or no position, my opinion or any other person's opinion that works at T-Music Man matters.
Yes.
Because we are a team.
Yes, and so, it's realizing the value that every
exactly.
person plays.
So honestly, CEO is quite beautiful, but the perks that comes with it, we've been, you know, having it and enjoying them.
Yes. You know, speaking, and I think we've got to take a moment to really tribute Peter Tladi.
Yes.
And what he's done. I mean, I did interview him in some depth a few years back, so I must refresh my memory. But I mean, ultimately, he also started right at the bottom, yes, climbing his way up, driving. I think he was driving the musicians here and there. He was in the background, and he built this himself.
Yes.
He never had training for this. It was something that he grew into himself.
Yes.
Yes.
So you get to read the books because you want to enhance your knowledge, but when you get it raw from somebody that has really taught himself how to do this,
yes,
for me, it's priceless.
Yes, absolutely. And now that you say it, and I'm thinking of, you know, I'm going back 20 years ago, and I'm thinking of those days where Mantu was running around trying to, like, facilitate artists here and there and make sure everybody had their press pass and, you know, really kind of hands-on. And seeing what you're saying and the way... But now that I look at it, I think he had his eye on you as the next... in line for a long time.
I also think so, because I would cry when I couldn't get things done. I would feel very offended when somebody had said something. You know, we are in the male-dominated industry,
yes,
and I will go to meetings and you will just be, pass me that girl, pass me the coffee, yes, pass me that. But every time I went back and said, you know, so-and-so did this to me. And he would say, next time, tell him, go fetch it yourself.
Yes.
You know the attitude?
Yes.
So I realized that he can see that I can do it.
Yes.
All that he really, really had to stand behind me and say, we are going to do it and you are going to do it.
This is yours now. I'm giving you the reins. Yes. Before we play the first song and we talk more about what's happening, you do make reference to this being a woman in the industry and especially as a promoter. And in fact, yesterday I was at such a beautiful festival, the folklore festival that Pilani,
yes,
Bulbu had put on.
Exactly.
Actually, it was so precious. It was really, we need more of that. But there was a point when I was looking at this and I was thinking, it is the likes of Mantua, who was probably the first female director of a major festival in this country. It is the ground that you've laid that is allowing for other women to take that kind of role.
And Nikki, every time I see a young woman being a producer or a director or, you know, being a lead in this production, I feel so happy. I always say, one step at a day, we are getting there. Your Pilani Bubus, your Tiwembolas of this world, you know. There are young kids that came as interns at T Music Man, and today they run production companies.
Yes.
There's Kobili Dwaba, who has a huge production company. And every time I see her name going down the screen, I'm like, yes, yes, yes,
yes,
we are doing something.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's something that I'm not one of those like you who likes to complain about being a woman and the hardships I have as a woman. But it is the reality. It is the reality. And it's really a boys' club. The music industry... Or a few different boys' clubs.
You know what I think we should do? We should start doing, Nikki. I've always said in the past years, when I walk into a room and you start saying, Mantua Chinua Madi, the female producer, I feel like just, I don't know.
Drop the female.
Just drop the female.
Yes.
I am the producer.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Absolutely. And so you are. I'm going to talk to you in the next link, but I think we must play a song about what is happening this year. It's very exciting. But I asked you to select a few songs.
Yes, I did.
And I want to know why you selected this one. Well, they're all beautiful, but what is it that makes these songs close to you? This one is Nkatanga, Silalo Selota, featuring Malachi.
When I first heard this song, I was driving and I heard it on Kaya FM, and I stopped and I said, wow, when somebody just owns up to singing in Shangan or Sitonga or Chivenda or Zulu, for me is we are owning up our own culture, our own heritage. This is us.
Yes.
And that song, you know, I've played it to so many of my friends internationally and locally. They didn't even want to know what the lyrics are.
Yes.
The rhythm and the beat was, you know, what captured them.
And of course, Celalo has been featured on the Joy of Jazz Festival over the years.
Yes.
And of course, he is still one of our absolute greats. This one is off his album, The Azanian Songbook, Nkatanga, Celalo Salota, featuring Malachi on The World Show. Kaya 959. Oh, thank you for choosing that song. It's a while I haven't played it. Absolutely beautiful. Celalo Salota featuring Malachi, the album The Azanian Songbook, the track Nkatanga. And of course, I'm with Mancha Chinmamadi Muchinya, the CEO of the legendary, acclaimed international Joy of Jazz Festival. Mantua, this year is very exciting, always, but this year is specifically exciting for me anyway, because you're really focusing on our continent. Tell me about the theme for this year and why you decided to go this route.
You know, post-COVID, we found ourselves in the center stage of, you know, being that company or that brand that has to lend a hand in recovering the arts economy. The Joy of Jazz has always been very contributing into the arts sector, from the musicians to the engineers, hotels,
yes,
food and beverage,
yes,
you know, everybody, the entire sector finds itself waiting for this event to happen.
Yes.
And if it doesn't happen, it means it's a loss. It's,
yes,
economic loss and many other losses. So this year we said, why don't we start first with the recovery plan at home?
Yes.
In Africa.
Yes.
And that's why the ultimate African jazz experience.
Fantastic. And I mean, it's not that you've ever neglected,
no,
not only the South African, but also the rest of the continent. I think if not all Joy of Jazz events have tried to always bring an artist from another African country, as well as, of course, highlight our local talent and also look at interesting collaborations.
Definitely. Our whole set has always been 20% of the international and 80% of Africa. But this year we, yes, said, let's go 100%.
Yes. And aren't you just continually inspired by South African music? I mean, these guys.
You know, it feels like COVID at some time or the lockdown really did good to us, because artists went there. All the creatives, I feel creative, like creatives went there and worked and created amazing things.
Yes.
Be it somebody that's weaving hats. When it comes out of there, they all look different. When it comes to artists, wow, Nikki.
Yeah. I truly believe we're sitting on such a gold mine in this country. And I think that gold mine is not, it needs more support. We shouldn't be the only country listening to this incredible music that we
have. Definitely.
You know, and I'm sure a festival like Joy of Jazz also plays a role in showcasing this.
The whole thing about the festival is, even if we're bringing in artists from elsewhere in the globe, when they come in here, come in and collaborate. We also, what Wynton Marsalis did with Nduduzo.
Yes.
And I think people started listening to Nduduzo differently.
Yes.
You know, a lot of artists, when they come here, we actually feed you our music. We say, this is what South African jazz or African jazz sounds like.
Yes.
And most of them, when they come here, when they land, I want, can I see so-and-so? Can I meet so-and-so?
Yes. So who is coming this year? When, actually, before we even go on, when is the festival happening?
The festival is on the 25th and 26th of November Same place, Sandton Convention Center.
Fantastic. So I'm warning you, start booking your tickets now. But who's coming? What are you excited about? Name some of the few acts that are performing this year.
You know how we planned it, or how we curated it, is to have, you know, bring back the nostalgia. Your Jimmy Lulus of this world. Yes. He just released a beautiful album.
I played a song
I heard that. Reframed his old music and now he's going to be presenting it at the festival.
Yes.
We have Slilo, like you said, he's been there, but this time around, Slilo is going to be performing and featuring Xolisa Dlamini. Selo Galani is coming back.
Sure.
The young lions, your Bokani Daya, Mandisi Janjis, Lindas Kakani, Msaki is performing at the Joy of Jazz. We have another concept with Brendam Tambo performing with an orchestra, which is something that she has never done.
Yes.
So you can see that we're saying, let's just put those dancing shoes, you know, and take us back to the rhythm.
Yes.
Africa has got the rhythm. We have that music. Mahube will be at the Joy of Jazz.
Mahube as well. When last did Mahube have an opportunity to play as a collective?
Exactly.
Yes. Absolutely amazing. And again, it's what you're saying. And it's something I felt since I started the World Show. I realized that, especially those times, South African artists were kind of pushed a little bit to the side. Mm-hmm. And I made a special point of when I announced Pops Mohammed, announced him with the same greatness as I would Salif Keita or Isaac Hayes or whoever. And this is what you're doing.
This is our duty. It's us. This is the Joy of Jazz is that platform to showcase ours and brandish it like, you know, they would do with their own.
Yes.
When we announce an artist, we are not going about and say, maybe this, maybe that. We are saying
it's not the supporting act.
Exactly.
Yes.
Or many more. No. We have these people who have beautiful music that they have created and shared with us the whole time.
Yes. Yes. And enriched us.
Exactly.
Through their music. Now, just to go back to that point that you mentioned earlier on, I think a lot of people don't realize the impact of a festival on the economy. It's not just paying the artists.
No, no.
It really is creating work for so many sectors, as you said, hotels, caterers, you name it.
The festival, the Joy of Jazz, on every year employs over 2,800 and some odd people.
There you go.
It starts from the administrator, a driver of a shuttle that will be taking this artist from there to there. And when you're sitting outside and it's all beautiful at the venue, people think that the production company or the producers are going to take the whole bag home.
Yes.
No, we don't.
Yes.
We don't, because our main date and what our plan at all times is to really, really grow the sector economically, grow the sector and develop even younger artists. Whether it's stage or technical companies, the Joy of Jazz employs technical companies that people never even heard of.
Yes.
But once you are a technical support at the Joy of Jazz, you also put it in your CV.
Absolutely.
And we like that.
Absolutely. And you know, this is again what I'm highlighting is just the impact that culture has on the general economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, mm-hmm. as you say, the organizers and the musicians that are benefiting. It's much, much bigger.
And let me
than
be
that.
Honest with you.
Mm.
As organizers, we cannot and we are not able to produce a festival of that magnitude without a sponsor, a grant, or partners.
Yes.
We cannot do it.
Yes.
And when we send out those proposals and cross our fingers, or send out those forms and cross our fingers,
yes.
and pray that we hope that these people understand the mammoth work that we do.
Yes.
So that this can come through.
Yes.
I don't think there's anybody who is a producer of a festival that say, I will take from my savings.
Yes.
We don't have that kind of money as people.
Yes. Yes.
If you have that kind of money, why are you still producing a festival? Rather give it to us and we'll do the good work with that money.
Well, you know, sometimes I've been going on a lot lately about we need to create in the world more benefactors. Yes, a festival like this will always go looking for sponsors, whether it be from, you know, the Department of Arts and Culture, whether it be from corporate sponsors or whatever. But come on, benefactors.
Yes.
Come on, those guys who've made a lot of money in other ways. Support the arts.
Definitely.
Be behind. I want more benefactors in this day and age.
Every time when there is a report that goes out, you'll realize that the arts sector is the most and the highest contributor in the economy.
Yes.
During COVID, we were the highest. We were 7.5.
Sure.
During the lockdown. So you can imagine
what it's like.
What it's like without lockdown.
Yes.
So we've been contributing. The sector has always been working and contributing, you know, either to a venue, either to a sound company, either to somebody that fries chicken there.
Yes.
And, you know.
Or as you say, drives or anything.
Until society realizes that, I think we'll then change the narrative.
Absolutely. And I want to stress that fact. It is really difficult to raise money for any creative project. It's not. You see the end result. That probably one of the hardest things is to secure funding.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Never underestimate what goes into that.
If society can stop thinking that we are just an entertainment.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to get at. That's exactly
we are not just entertaining. We actually do social cohesion.
Yes.
You know, it's at festival like this that you see people mingling and you know, meeting one another, embracing one another through music.
Yes. And so many, as you said, young people who are trained because they came, maybe started as an usher.
Yes.
You know?
The young man that just left here.
Yes.
When I said
Newtown Soul.
Newtown Soul. He said, you know, I worked backstage at the Joy of Jazz in the year where Usher was here. For him, it's something beautiful that he has done, and he'll take it always and every time with, you know, wherever he goes, because he appreciated that. It taught him something. He even remembers the artists that were on that stage.
And that was a while ago.
Exactly. We were still in Newtown.
Yes, it impacted on his career.
Yes.
Yes, there you go. Okay, let's hear another song. This one, you've really touched me with this choice because it, you know, I play so much music all the time that somehow I neglect those beautiful gems. And I must go back to them. This one's Gloria Bosman, Sombawa. Why this track? Why Gloria?
I play this kind of music, even I think the two, three other tracks that are coming. I think I call them gospel according to me. That's how I pray.
Yes.
There's a lot of social ills and things that are happening, and we don't take a step back and say, what is really going on? One way or another, whether you are a Christian or a Muslim or, you know, whatever you believe in, we need to take a step back and pray to whoever we believe in.
Thank you so much.
And this
much.
Is how I pray.
Absolutely. I think I've got a similar faith.
Yes.
That's it. With me in the studio, Mantwa Chinmamadi Muchinya, of course, the CEO of the legendary Joy of Jazz Festival. Kaya 959. Timeless, timeless music. Absolutely beautiful. Gloria Bosman off her album Tranquility Sombawo. You are the one. And Gloria, I'm with Mantua, the CEO of Joy of Jazz. Gloria's doing a tribute at this year's Joy of Jazz.
She's performing with an all-female band.
Yes.
Paying tribute to Sibongile Khumalo. We are saying thank you for the music that you have left us with.
Yes.
Your legacy still lives on. And when you look at the tributes that we are doing at the festival, is people that have worked so closely into shaping the festival, giving us their music. You know,
they support
selflessly so.
Yes.
We have the Horn Summit with Barakaya Mahlangu.
Yes.
Performing at for Brajoni Mekwa, paying tribute for Brajoni Mekwa, and most of the people that he worked with.
Yes.
Abuti Prince Lengwasa is part of them. Sydney Mavundla. So we chose people that had a connection with him, Mtunzi Mvubu, who really, really grew up in that institution. Yeah, Brajoni. We're saying to Brajoni, thank you. And we are going to celebrate these people forever. Budaza coming all the way from Lesotho.
When last did I have the chance to see Budaza?
Yes. He's coming back.
Yeah,
he's
I'm so saying, excited.
Budaza will be remembering Tsepo Tsola with some of the songs that they played together.
Yes.
And he's got a young man who is going to blow us off. He said to me, if you can listen to this man and in closed doors and tell me Tsepo is not here. And I said, that's what we want.
Yes.
Bring them closer to us.
And this is legacy. You know, this is, you know, when I see things like this, you know, people, they sit, the academics sit and talk legacy, this. I like it when I see it in action. When I see those torches being passed on. And when you say, as you say, the musicians you used to work with that artist will be on stage to tribute. Mm-hmm. This is not just, it's not just theory. Mm-mm. This is legacy in action. But talking about the young ones, you know, the Joy of Jazz has also always made sure it brings that young element. The Road to Joy of Jazz used to have for many years. So what's happening this year in relation to that?
Definitely. Development for us is not just a publicity stunt. If we don't develop those young musicians, those young kids at school, 10 years down the line, we will not have jazz musicians.
Yes.
So we better nurture them when it's still, you know, when they're still very young.
Yes.
We will have a music workshop.
Yes.
This time around, we are bringing them together. People have been isolated. In the past years, we used to go to music schools. But this time we said, let's bring people together.
Yes.
And elevate each other's soul.
Yes.
So we're bringing them in one place where we will have that massive music workshop for the day.
Fantastic. So that this workshop is happening. When is the workshop happening?
The workshop is going to be on the 16th of November. And hey, Nikki, I forgot to tell you. So when we looked at things that we wanted to do, new things, innovative things, we thought of something called the Joy of Jazz Music Lifestyle Expo.
Yes.
Now, we are changing the whole game. Guess what? Corporates are invited to come and exhibit their products.
Yes.
SMMEs that have been sitting there and creating things.
Yes.
Young entrepreneurs that have been out there building things that they can come and exhibit at the show. So we will have that expo. It's going to be at where it used to be the Pala stage. We're not losing a stage. I'll come to that. Where it used to be the Pala stage, this is the ballroom at the SEC.
Yes.
It starts from 10 o'clock in the morning and ends at 4 o'clock. In all the years that we had the festival, if you walk at Sandton during the day, you'll find people idling.
Yes.
And some people recognize you and say, couldn't you do something during the day? So now we have the Lifestyle Expo that is now open for during the day.
Yes.
So you want to come. You buy your ticket for 120 rands just to come. We're going to have seminars and clinics. You're going to have a chance to come and meet and greet an artist. When you're lucky, you'll have that photo shoot, you yes. know, with the so-and-so of this yes. world. So we want to still continue to have conversations. We'll have a stage where an artist will have, you know, a conversation with yes. people that love
yes.
him or her.
This is wonderful news because, you know, even when I think about when I've traveled over the world going to the likes of your WOMIX, yes. Your WOMIX conferences or even what you, MIDEM, which was the longest running music mm-hmm. conference in the south of France, there was always this expo element. Yes. So I'm so pleased that as a festival, you've decided to do this. But from what I can gather, you haven't, am I correct in saying you haven't kept it strictly to music? It's about creativity.
It's about creativity.
Yes.
If you are out there and a young person creating hats that you feel if Nikki is going to a jazz festival will wear this, come and exhibit it. Come and take, people will take orders. You know, come yes. and show us what you've been doing.
Yes. It truly is a celebration of culture, not just
exactly.
Yes.
We have people that have written books about music.
Yes.
We don't know where they are. They're yes. somewhere in shelves, in bookstores somewhere.
Yes.
Bring them to the people who follow this music.
So, am I out of hand in asking you if I had written a book or I do make weave hats or whatever, is there still a possibility for me to apply to exhibit?
Definitely. Go to our website. It will give you a hyperlink to go exactly to the company that Synergy is the company that's doing all those bookings.
But you can just go to the Joy of Jazz website. Fantastic. We've got to play two more songs. I can't let you go without these two. Ah, this one. Thank you for introducing me to this album. I immediately messaged him and said, where's my copy? So I'm excited. Thank you. Dumza Maswana is the album he released earlier this year called Celebrating African Song. The track is Konakel Mzini. Why Dumza? And of course, he's also performing.
Yes, he's performing at the Joy of Jazz.
He's doing something special.
He's doing something special with Andile Yenana, a young girl called Tandega, who plays the bow instrument.
Yes.
And when I was talking to him, he says, she's going to blow you away. And I got to see some clips of her and yes. an interview of her on TV and yes. all that. Wow. So this is what we must be looking forward to. But we must first get the tickets so that we can see all this exciting
things. Where can people buy tickets?
At CompuTicket.
Good. At CompuTicket, and it's already open. You can start buying
and
your ticket.
You know,
now.
It's so sad that people might have lost the opportunity to buy Elibet tickets, which were much cheaper.
Yes.
The Elibet tickets ended, I think they were finished on the 30th of September.
Yes.
Now, it's only 750.
Yes.
I always say in a day, you'll get to see over 16 acts.
Yes.
Amazing. For 750.
For 750. And is there a weekend pass?
Yes, there are weekend passes. Yes. Also, you can buy your ticket for Friday and Saturday. Also, it has a certain discount on it.
Yes. Fantastic. You said web tickets.
CompuTicket.
CompuTicket, the Joy of Jazz. You've got to be there. Here is another one of the incredible artists performing. Dumza, best one in the world. Kaya 959. Oh, I don't want to fade out this song. I'll have to play it for you again maybe next week. Dumza Maswana, the album from 2022 celebrating African song, Konakel Mzini. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Mantua, for alerting me to this album and for doing such a beautiful festival again.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm so excited.
25th and 26th of November, we're asking everybody who is a music lover to go out there, buy your tickets.
Yes.
Get into that bus, book that flight, tourism have just ended their tourism month celebration, and we saw how beautiful and how the plan is to recover and go back to, you know, to what we used to be in the space of tourism. Yes. Buy your tickets. Book your hotels. Hotels are open. Airlines are open. Buy your ticket to the festival.
Yes.
Come, let's stand. Let's just bring back that rhythm that we have as Africans.
Celebrate African music.
We want to elevate everybody's soul.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mantua. Mantua Chin Mamadi Muchinya, the CEO of Team Music, of Joy of Jazz.
Thank you so
much. And thank you for a beautiful selection. I'm ending with another song you chose. I'm not complaining. This one is Tandiswa's
Akhazulwa ngenxa yami.
Thank you so much. Yes, George Manyosi is up next, and he's going to keep it jazzy as well. And of course, it is Jazzed Up with George Manyosi. Whatever else you do, make sure that you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya. From me, Nikki B, to you, have a great one.
Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.